When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Spencer Soper. Amazon has surpassed Walmart, becoming the world's top company based on sales. So, Spencer, is this a surprise or was it just a matter of time?
Yeah, it was really just a matter of time. Amazon's been growing faster than Walmart for more than a decade. And so it was just kind of like watching someone, you know, gradually and steadily catch up to the leader. So it really was just a matter of time, but it's still an interesting phenomenon because Walmart had been the top global company in annual sales for more than a decade.
It's interesting because you have Walmart that is looking on expanding online sales, Amazon, you know, testing the waters on brick and mortar stores. So how have those efforts gone?
Walmart's doing a lot better in e-commerce than Amazon is doing in physical stores. So Amazon purchased Whole Foods market, you know, several years ago and hasn't done a whole lot with that. And then has really kind of shuttered most of its own like Amazon branded stores. Remember, it opened like some bookstores and it opened some convenience stores and some of its own Amazon branded grocery stores. And it's really shuttered all of those, but Walmart's doing a much better job of kind of using its thousands of stores around the country as small like e-commerce delivery hubs.
Because, and this kind of to me illustrates how people's shopping patterns have shifted.
Yeah, I mean people's spending has shifted from stores to websites like that. That's definitely been a slow, gradual shift, but still most spending happens in stores. It's like more than 80% of all consumer spending still happens in stores. But online commerce has been growing faster than store commerce for several years.
I'm surprised that Amazon hasn't done more with the Whole Foods because it has been convenient to be able to do a return and then go get produce.
Yeah, they just struggled to figure out what to do with a physical store. So if you think about it, Amazon was one of these early pioneers, them and eBay, in terms of like selling things online. So they started with like a blank slate there. But when they try to reinvent store shopping, that's been around forever. And it's just harder to differentiate because so many other players are in it and have perfected it so much. And Amazon keeps trying to, you know, bring technology in and do something really different. But, you know, nothing's really broken out. But it also the sales figure is less about retail and more about Amazon's cloud computing business. I mean, that's really the thing that pushed it beyond Walmart is its Amazon Web Services, you know, where it has all of these data centers and rents out computing power to any number of companies. Like a lot of apps you use and things you watch like Netflix and stuff is powered by Amazon Web Services. And that's really where they make, really their fastest growing source of revenue.
Okay. So then Amazon and Walmart really aren't going head to head when it comes to the sales.
Well, they really are going head to head. They're definitely going after the same shoppers and going after the same spending. But if you look at what is it that made Amazon bigger than Walmart in terms of overall sales, it's the cloud computing business. Without the cloud computing business, Amazon's overall sales are still smaller than Walmart's.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.